now, the rest of the story. Jimmy Trent was a remarkable young man. You know, when he was 13, he saved a woman from drowning at a church picnic, and his parents were not around, and he never said anything about it, and his family first learned of the boy's heroism only much later when a friend showed Jimmy's father a clipping from a Taylor, Michigan newspaper. Jimmy Trent matured into quite an athlete in school. All-American at Wayne State. Competitor in the United States Olympic swimming trials. But there was something about Jimmy even more remarkable than all that. Jimmy Trent was in love with the number 27. The number 27. When he was small and first learning to count, he could not or would not count beyond 27. When his parents would ask him how much he loved them, his reply was always the same. Jimmy would say, "I love you, 27. For Jimmy Trent, you see, 27 was the ultimate. 27 was infinity. 27 was the number past which nothing mattered. For a reason that nobody knew, a reason not even Jimmy knew, that number was the most important number in his life. As a child, he once made a painting of a rainbow, taped it to his bedroom door, above the rainbow, in big shining numerals. That's right, 27. This numerical obsession, monotonous as it seems, never annoyed anyone. It was merely a charming facet to a sweet, sincere, and altogether charming young man. As Jimmy grew up, he grew interested in girls, and yet he never outgrew that favorite number, for the Valentine cards he sent to his girlfriends were always signed the same, "I love you, 27. And then one day, along came that one special girl, and from the very day that they met, there was never a question in Jimmy's mind. Kim was the girl he would marry. And, of course, he grew equally determined that they would marry on June 27. In the beginning, Kim thought Jimmy's 27 hang-up was probably a joke, but she quickly learned that it was an integral part of the young man's life. And what truly amazed her was that Jimmy's obsession seemed only to grow stronger with the passing years. Kim once asked him outright, "What does 27 mean, anyway?" And Jimmy, smiling, simply replied, "It means forever." One spring, forever came uncomfortably close. It was an automobile accident, a bad one, and Jimmy's car flipped and burst into flames. Only two things were spared in the wreck, Jimmy's Bible and Jimmy himself. He did recover fully. The accident occurred on April 27. It has been years since then. And in all of that time, in all of those years, no acquaintance of Jimmy's ever questioned his relationship with his favorite number. For some folks, it's color. For others, a redundant phrase, but Jimmy Trent was a young man in love with a number, and that number, from his earliest remembering, was 27. 27, you could say, was his penchant, his trademark. And one day, it became his destiny. For in January of this year, in an industrial accident, Jimmy Trent was killed. He was riding a rail car in his factory, rail car number 27. And Jimmy was killed at the age of 27. And now you know the rest of the story.